I have silk garlands. Unfortunately, sometimes, often silk garlands look nicer than the regular garlands, the flower garlands, except that they don't have any aroma. We can talk a little while I'm getting ready. If you got the questions that are put on the public, then that's going on.
There was a question I wanted to ask Kumaraj, was about in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is addressed by Krishna quite a few times by his name, and I just wondered, is that a normal?
By name?
Yeah, because generally when we're having a conversation, I may address you once by your name. I don't every second exchange with you say your name again.
It's traditional in Vedic literature, which I imagine is actually representing the culture of speaking, that almost every time that they begin an address, they say name, O friend, or some kind of glorificatory or honorific name or form of address. And that's why you see it like that. Arjun addresses Krishna in different ways, and Krishna addresses Arjun, and it's constantly like that in all the books. What do I do? But you just put them in a basket or put them on a plate for me. Okay? Everywhere. It's the common method of address. Krishna talks to Srimati Radharani. He either calls her by some nice name, or he calls her Sakhi. She talks to her friends. She calls them by name, or same thing, Sakhi. Prabhupada often, even when he's sort of paraphrasing something, he'll say, my dear sir. Personal. It doesn't.
So that's why these days we're more impersonal with the way we speak to each other.
Well, I guess substance is more important than just the address, but. I was in London, and then Jamuna. Said they'd had them at home, and he was supposed to be a Gauranga Shila. He's Gauranga. And I took him to Mayapur, showed him to some expert Shalagram persons. They said, yeah, it's really golden, isn't it?
Wow.
It's certainly a more personal way of address. I wonder if I have sandalwood paste. He must have sent it to me. Shambhihari. Thank you.
Have you got the record through the articles?
No. I'll come and make the I'll cut and cut the mangoes up myself, but I only make the fruit offering when the puja's finished. until it's finished.
Right.
I'll come and cut the mangoes, and then I'll do it then. Tulsi I have, and but chandan I don't have. It looks like really nice. These are from America. Oils, very, very nice oils. Mm-hmm. They're as good as Indian oils.
Expensive?
Huh?
Expensive?
Probably the same as what it costs in India. Anything else?
Ashwatthama being killed, it seems a bit unusual.
Ashwatthama being killed?
Ashwatthama being. He's chasing Uttara and then he fires the Brahmastra, and then at that point, Krishna says, kill him.
He's summarizing Mahabharata. And, It's somewhat of a summary and a continuation of Mahabharata. And introduction to Krishna as well. And then he leads into. Excuse me, I need the hot water. And then from there he leads into Vyasadeva and speaking of Bhagavatam. His own author's choice. Okay, let me just chant a few mantras here. Okay, let's continue. Someone else?
Sometimes there's so much service to do that it's not so much I'm doing it personally out of devotion, but more out of duty, doing the needful. And I'm just wanting to know how to improve and how to develop a more devotional attitude towards service, and just seeing it that it's something that needs to be done, and it's a duty to be performed.
You just continue doing what you're doing, and it will come naturally. It gets nurtured, duty becomes transformed. Duty is devotion. It's part of devotion. If someone's doesn't have some sense of devotion, then he won't be dutiful. It's like Prabhupada says, following principles of Varnashram, are the rudiments of sadhana bhakti. So being very dutiful is devotional service. And as that heart becomes purified, then the quality of the devotion increases more and more.
Maharaj, could I just ask one question? Do you still want the offering at 1 o'clock?
It can be a little later.
Whenever you want. I just was going to put the rice on, so.
Well, let's make it. Yeah, it's 25 minutes from now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it about 10 past.
Okay. Yeah. So, duty and devotion, and that nurturing of devotion, it comes by the activities themselves of deity worship, and by chanting Hare Krishna. Deity worship is very demanding, especially when you do it up to the standard. It's just demanding because it never lets up and it never stops. It's like the only thing that's similar to it is cow protection. Because even taking care of children grow up at a certain point and they start doing things on their own. Deities and cows, they never change. Deities just go on forever, and the only thing that cows change is that they leave their bodies. But those are the two most demanding services, and they don't take breaks, they don't go away for holidays, they don't give you a break, they're just like always there, and which is very intense, but that intense, demanding nature of deity worship and cow protection is what actually brings those devotees who do that service to the closest to what real devotional samadhi or constant absorption in Krishna is. That's what samadhi is, constant absorption in Krishna. And samadhi happens by spontaneous intense attachment. This may happen by, like you say, out of duty, but it's the same, and therefore the purification is very intense. And so that's why Srila Prabhupada said that the pujari is the most fortunate person. He said it on a few occasions. Just recently when I was talking to Kesha Bharti Maharaj. And he was citing an instance in Vrindavan when Sankirtan devotees were there in Prabhupada's room, and they were sort of prompting Prabhupada, what's the best service? There was book distributors rather than with our book distributors, and of course they were expecting Prabhupada to say book distribution. But Prabhupada caught on, and he just answered to a whole room full of book distributors that most fortunate person is the pujari. Best service is deity worship. Because that's ultimately what it's about. Book distribution is about inspiring people to serve Krishna. And, you know, once you've got the book and you read it and you come to the conclusion, then you worship Krishna. And the best way of worshiping Krishna is by chanting his names and personally dressing him and serving him and cooking for him. And I wish I was in the GBC. I just make garlands for deities. Much more pleasurable. No one criticizes you for it either. My problem is that by the time I retire from being a GBC, my hands are going to be so ungainly that I'm not going to be able to string flowers, especially little ones. The best flowers I like are the little baby roses for Srimati Radharani. They make the nicest garlands. You have any here?
This time
of year. No. And they don't grow wild here either.
No. But rose gardens. This is the rose garden here. We don't see them until August, September.
Even October, these bushes.
Yeah, this is yellow roses grow up. Mm. Oh, there's two small miniature ones here that grow here, the yellow ones as well.
I've got plenty of marigolds, but they're too big.
Marigolds. I remember when I was in Toronto once, and that was the first time I'd actually come across marigolds. And in the temple room, we were chanting japa, and I was sitting beside Jagadish Prabhu. And I was really mesmerized by the smell. He says, "Don't smell it, it's going to disturb your allergy." And I didn't listen to him, but sure enough, it did. I started sneezing like anything. Yeah, marigolds are an allergic. Nemesis. They're really hard things to deal with. Handle. But Prabhupada liked them. And they make good garlands. I'll show you the crown I just have made for Damodar. It's this new crown. It's made to look like a turban, but took a long time. It didn't quite come out like it was supposed to. Some other question?
Does Krishna derive more pleasure when he's having pastimes with Vishnu Tattva, Shakti Tattva, or Jiva Tattva, or is there no distinction in the spiritual world?
Well, the more human-like Krishna's pastimes, the more pleasure he derives from them. Mm. So, for instance, Balaram is Vishnu Tattva, but when he's having pastimes with Lord Balaram, then he's enjoying more than when he's having pastimes, for instance, with Lakshmi Devi as Lord Narayan. So it's not, I don't think it's so much the matter of the tattva as the nature of the lila itself. And the more spontaneous the pastime, the more enjoyable it is for Krishna, the more spontaneous the loving exchanges. And then the more regulated the loving exchanges, then they sort of inhibit that flow, and that's also enjoyable, but it's just enjoyable in a different way, but in a strictly comparative sense, it's not the same. Yeah, I asked Ramprasad cut the mangoes yesterday, and I didn't cut the mangoes, right? I can't remember who it was. One expert told me there were 6 ways of cutting mangoes. I know a few, but yesterday's wasn't one of the ways of cutting mangoes. Ended up throwing away 3/4 of it. It's a luxury. We're eating mangoes. Price of food is going up, 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 up. And it'll continue to go up. Now they say that in 15 years, price of food will go up by 30% to 50%. But that's what they say now. Let's see what happens by then. And every time something like that happens, it's like another 100 million people go onto the poverty line. And we enjoy feasts. Well, some people don't even know what it means to actually be assured of a meal a day. So we shouldn't complain or think that we've got serious problems. By comparison to what goes on in the world. Hare Krishna.